going to have you go ahead and give us just the basic rundown of what the project is and how much it's going to cost, all that good stuff.
Okay. Phase one of the project is just the grandstand, which is estimated currently to be around $2.7 million. It includes lots of premium seating. At the field level, there will be four top tables. Above that, in the grandstand, there will be new seats that include more space and seat backs, which will be very comfortable and much more enjoyable to sit on the bench seating. On the concourse level, there's a luxury suite that will seat between 10 and 20 people. There's going to be a drink rail where people can sit in high-top chairs, and also a sort of a social area. Above that, a brand-new press box with another luxury suite. And then down in the walkways underneath the stadium, the concourse down there, it'll be open and more spacious, and there's going to be a new retail area down there, too.
So it sounds like quite a few changes coming.
Yeah, basically we're taking the old grandstand out and putting a brand new one in. It's all new grandstand.
Real good.
Thank you. And I see you again.
Yes, I was going to say.
You were there at the meeting last fall.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you got the rest of it.
Yes, I know. I remember when you spoke at the Parks meeting a couple months ago, you mentioned how, did you recently move back?
I'm from.
You're from here.
I grew up in La Crosse area. Graduated from UWL in 1981. Went off to Oregon and then California, and spent 30 years in California. And I just moved back to Wisconsin in last summer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, so why? I guess what have you found that's important about this community? What potential did you see in this neighborhood? Why this is an important community to you?
It's Wisconsin. It's very similar to the community I grew up down there across in Wisconsin. Lots of really nice people and genuine, and I think there's a lot of potential here. Our fans are very loyal, and they seem to really want to come out and see the games. And I think if we can give them a better experience or something new every year, that they will continue to come out, and we can even grow up, bring more fans in. A lot of our fans are older and cannot sit on a bench seat for 2 hours without having back pain. And so we need to do something to improve the seating.
And now, you've been owner now for a year, right?
Yes.
So did you, when you first took over, did you have this vision of possibly...
Well, yeah. When I first toured the stadium, when I was talking to Clark about the team and everything like that, at that time you kind of knew that, renovations were needed, and he was pretty honest about it, too. It impacted, my decision. I knew that when I bought the team, that there was going to be there needed to be an investment in the team. It impacted the price I paid for the team, and it's been sort of in the back of my mind all along. So there's no surprises here, really, at all. It wasn't no surprises at all.
Sure. How's the team feeling about it? Are they pretty excited?
They're excited, yeah. We know. There's 16 teams in the Northwoods League, and if you look around, some of the other teams are struggling because their ballparks have gotten old and teams have not reinvested in them and their fans. And so by putting money back into it, you can bring in, you can keep your fans happy and bring in a whole new group of fans. But if you can't stand still. If you stand still, what's going to happen is eventually they're just going to go away and find something else to do. And we don't want that to happen here. So, the whole staff is really excited about this project.
And now I know you said it'll be a couple years out, but any range as to when you'd like to see the final 5, 10 years?
I think the hope would be we're done within 5 years. The hope that it would be done within 5 years. I think, there's a couple of reasons why we're phasing this out. Number one, there's only the Woodchucks seasonal year-round staff is only four people. And so managing a project of this size is going to take a lot of time. And we still have to run the baseball team. We still have to sell advertising and group outings and get ball players in here and everything like that. So, we need to be careful that it's not a large distraction. So running this project will take time. The other thing is that we'll stop and reflect after the first phase is done and see what was successful and what wasn't. Did people like the four top tables? Is that what they like? Are they, how are the luxury suites selling? And then we can kind of incorporate any ideas we get from that into the additional phases. But I think, the hope and the plan is that, it would be done over the next 3 to 5 years. Yeah.
and it could, you know, could come really quick, or, you know, could take a couple of years.
Will it change the seating capacity at all?
Actually, the seating capacity will only go up by 25 or 30 seats initially. It's just that there'll be more comfortable seats. The stadium completely. You better off ask Ryan about that.
Okay.
Yeah, he knows that stuff better than I do.
Okay.
Yeah. But the actual grandstand area is right around 450, and it's going to stay right around that area too.
And that's the part.
Yeah.
Any hope that a new stadium might mean you have a chance of being affiliated with a major league team?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's
people in the newsroom were talking about it before we left, so I was like, oh, I just thought I'd ask.
No, I mean, we've got the Timber Rattlers, and I think, you know, this model really works well for the players too, because they get to go to college and get an education at the same time that they're playing basically minor league baseball. They're getting 70 games in 75 days, and for a lot of them, that's already a sort of grind. So we're getting a pretty high level of baseball player through here, and we continue to get the players from all the best programs in the country. And so I think we're pretty happy with the collegiate level right now.